Okay, so I'm going to use the last couple of minutes to work out an issue that has plagued my marriage for years. Those FBI warnings at the beginning of DVDs and Blu-rays, threatening a $250,000 fine and 5 years in jail if you copy the film, those warnings have been a constant irritant in my house. I'm calling my husband, Fred. I'm recording him, and I'm not telling him either.
Hello?
Hi, honey.
Yeah.
I just wanted to ask you, can you tell me what it is you say every single time we put in a DVD?
Precisely?
If you can.
Oh, let me see. It's usually something like, you ought to do a piece about whether anybody has ever been prosecuted under this law. I think a lot of people would be really interested in that.
And what do I say?
You usually just ignore me.
And how long has this been going on?
Probably 10 years.
Yeah. Fred, I have your answer.
Yeah? Has there?
I'm going to play you the answer.
Okay.
The FBI's anti-piracy warning seal was specifically created to deter the illegal piracy of film and music and to increase the public's awareness regarding the penalties associated with a criminal copyright infringement.
Every time we put in a DVD or a Blu-ray, my husband says, and I mean literally every time, you ought to do a story on that. Has anyone ever actually been prosecuted for this? Has anyone? Come on, you got to find this out. And I just put him off for years and years, and this is his moment. So, Angela, speak to Fred.
As you probably know, sentences are determined based on various factors. They include whether or not, you know, a defendant cooperated, what the size of the criminal activity was. Here's a typical case where a guy got 4 years in jail for criminal copyright infringement. He was indicted by a grand jury for replicating and selling thousands of counterfeit copies of Norton Antivirus music DVDs and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon DVDs.
So you will only go after the big fish?
Yeah, we're not going after somebody that's usually just making one or two copies. I'm not aware of FBI resources ever being used in that respect.
It's kind of like the mattress tag that says, do not remove under penalty of law. You'll never go after me if I decide to make a copy of Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon and give it to my kid.
Right.
So this warning is directed at precisely not the people that you are pursuing.
It could deter people from actually getting into that business because you never know the audience that you're really hitting.
Angela, thank you very much.
Well, hopefully Fred's happy with those answers.
Angela Byers is the FBI's Financial Crimes Section Chief. Well?
I think you've probably answered questions of several dozen people out there.
And it's answered yours?
Yes, and I suspected the deterrence thing was what was really going on here.
Are you relieved?
I mean, what's there to be relieved about? I guess I don't have to ask. I don't have to say anything at the beginning of a movie anymore. Are you taping this?
Yeah, the whole thing's recorded. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Fred. That's it for this week's show. On the Media was produced by Jamie York, PJ Vogt, Alex Goldman, Sarah Abdurkhman, and Chris Neary. We had more help from Olivia Wheat and Molly Buckley, and our show was edited by Brooke. Our technical director is Jennifer Munson. Our engineer this week was Andrew Dunn.
Katya Rogers is our senior producer. Jim Schachter is WNYC's vice president for news. Bassist composer Ben Allison wrote our theme. On the Media is produced by WNYC and distributed by NPR. I'm Brooke Gladstone.
And I'm Bob Garfield.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.